Chapter 4. The Testicles. Testicles, also known as testes, are an obvious and sensitive part of a man's sex system. They are the source of sperm, the seed of life itself, and of a male hormone, testosterone, to which we owe such masculine effects as facial hair and deep voices. And although they are conspicuous, at least in the locker room, they are usually not a source of self-consciousness, as penis size may be. Each testicle is about 2 inches long and a bit more than an inch wide, and even a casual look reveals that one hangs lower than the other. Nobody knows why, but the difference is perfectly normal. Neither is the reason for concern when one testicle is slightly larger or smaller than the other, which is actually quite common. Size does not affect function. Neither, in fact, does number. A man can live quite nicely with just one testicle, be the other lost via an accident or an operation or absent at birth, as sometimes happens. With one testicle, a man's sperm and hormone production can be normal, and he need have no related concerns about performing sexually or fathering children. In each testicle, there are 2 types of cells where elements essential to sexual functioning are manufactured. One type manufactures sperm, while the other creates testosterone. A sperm cell carries a man's genetic material, which, when combined with that in the female's egg at fertilization, creates a new life. Sperm swim through the reproductive channels of the male, and later the female, by swishing their tails back and forth. The testicles produce sperm in astronomical numbers, literally billions every year, although only one single sperm is needed for reproduction. Unlike women, who cease ovulation, the release of eggs, after menopause, men produce sperm continually throughout life, from puberty on. If sperm aren't released through ejaculation, they die in the productive chain and are absorbed by the body, but they are continually replaced. After being produced in seminiferous tubes in the testicle, sperm cells move slowly through the epididymis, a microscopic network of coils behind the testicle. The trip takes about 90 days, the length of the sperm maturation process. Having matured, sperm cells swim through another tube, the vas deferens, pairs of which run from the testicle along and behind the bladder. These join at the seminal vesicles, pairs of glands that produce seminal fluid. Sperm is ejaculated with semen from the prostate through the urethral tube in the penis. The presence and potency of sperm can be determined by means of a fertility test. Such tests are usually requested after a couple has been unable to achieve pregnancy after a year or so. Computer evaluation of a laboratory sample of semen can determine quantitatively the volume, density, and motility of sperm, all factors in fertility. 2 or 3 analyses over 6 to 8 weeks usually are necessary to establish a correct pattern. Some men may be concerned about whether their underwear might affect their fertility. There is some validity in this. Snug shorts, in addition to creating the occasional uncomfortable entanglement, draw the testicles closer to the body, raising internal testicle temperature slightly. This change can reduce sperm count and, in some men, impact fertility. Testosterone hormones are produced by Leydig cells, another type of testicular cell. Upon being produced, testosterone immediately enters the bloodstream for distribution throughout the body, where it serves a number of purposes. Testosterone is essential for sperm production and influences sexual aggression, sexual attraction, ability to obtain an erection, and potency. Unlike sperm production, production of testosterone diminishes with age after peaking in the late teens. It is estimated that more than 200 hormones are produced in the human body. Of all these, testosterone is known as the male hormone because of its exclusively male functions. Estrogen is the analogous female hormone because of its influence on ovulation and its role in maintaining the condition of the vagina. Actually, each of these hormones are produced by both sexes, though in appropriately proportionate quantities. The covering of the testicles, what shows outside, is the scrotum, a sac with compartments for each testicle. These compartments are separated by a septum, which acts as a firewall, helping to control temperature. The scrotum's most important function is protection of the testicles and temperature control. Testicles are cooler than the rest of the body by 1 or 2 degrees, a temperature more favourable for the manufacture of sperm. Muscles in the scrotum walls delicately control temperature by raising the testicles, moving them closer to the body when outside temperatures are cool, and lowering them when outside temperature is warmer. The spermatic cord, to which each testicle is attached like a yo-yo, also plays a role in temperature control, as its muscles help in this movement. In combination, they're a built-in climate control system. Scrotal muscles also tighten at times of sexual arousal, perhaps as a protective device to lessen the possibility of damage in close contact. The upfront position of the testicles makes self-examination simple, and periodic examination is a good habit to develop. The best time to examine is while taking a warm shower or bath, because the scrotum is relaxed at those times. Each testicle should feel like a hard-boiled egg with the shell removed. There should be no hard spots or lumps. Evidence of even painless lumps that feel hard should be reported to a physician immediately. Two stories from my clinical experience illustrate the value of self-examination. Early one Saturday morning, I received a phone call from my long-time friend Tom. In a distinctly frightened voice, he said he had 3 balls. I told him that it wasn't possible. To relieve his anxiety, we met at my office. An examination revealed that Tom had a spermatocele, a benign growth located alongside his normal testicle, and it did look like a third testicle. These growths are usually noted on self-examination and need only to be observed periodically. If they become painful, enlarge rapidly, or become bothersome, they can be surgically removed. I told Tom that the growth wouldn't go away by itself, but that it was nothing to worry about and there was no need to operate. It's still there, a year later. I told Tom we might pick up some easy change, betting we had 5 balls between us, but he failed to enjoy my humour. Not all stories are so light-hearted. Bob, a graduate student, had read about testicular self-examination. He tried it and found a pea-sized bump on his right testicle. 2 days later, he was in my office. I saw right away that the growth was cancerous and removed it the next day. There were no signs that it had spread. This was a case where self-examination found a cancer early, so a cure was possible. All of the conditions described in the following paragraphs are abnormalities of the testicles and indicate a need to see a doctor. Undescended testicles. Normally, testicles develop within the abdomen and descend just before birth or soon afterward. If one has descended improperly or incompletely, repair should be made by early childhood. Twisted testicles. Normally, a testicle hangs from the spermatic cord like the clapper of a bell. Twisting and untwisting or intermittent torsion on the cord can occur during normal physical activity or even while sleeping, causing pain. The result of an anatomical defect, this condition most often occurs in young males, but not exclusively. Emergency surgery is recommended if the cord does not untwist. Varicocels. In this condition, veins in the spermatic cord enlarge and under examination feel like a bag of worms. The condition is common in the mid-teens and usually is felt near the left testicle and cord. The bag of worms usually collapses when the patient is lying down. The feeling is uncomfortable, and the presence of varicocels sometimes can cause a low sperm count, and treatment may thus be called for if infertility is an issue. Inguinal hernia. A rupture on the side of the spermatic cord in the groin causes a bulge that is most visible when a man has been standing for quite a while. It may be painful and can strangulate bowels if trapped. The swelling usually abates or disappears when the patient is lying down. Appendix testis. This is a small growth normally attached to the testicles that can become inflamed or twisted, causing severe pain, tenderness, and swelling. Surgical removal is the usual cure. Hydrocele. A collection of fluid surrounding the testicle, a hydrocele makes the scrotum feel like a water balloon. The size varies with the volume of fluid. This condition can usually be diagnosed with a flashlight and remedied by a simple surgical excision if it becomes bothersome. Epididymitis. An inflammation of the epididymis caused by bacteria or virus, epididymitis causes swelling and pain that often are accompanied by fever and chills. These are tender, hot balls. Spermatocele. A spermatocell is a cystic, grape-like mass containing enlarged sperm tubes near the epididymis. Though not cancerous, spermatocells often cause concern because they are abnormal growths. Orchitis. Inflammation of the testicles that produces painful swelling, orchitis usually is associated with mumps, sometimes with epididymitis. Shrinkage of the testicles may occur after the disease clears. Cancer. Most tumours of the testicle are cancerous, and most develop between the ages of 15 and 40. Testicular cancer is relatively rare in other age groups. A testicle with a cancerous tumour is hard and may be swollen, but the lump or swelling usually is painless. Most testicular lumps and abnormalities are discovered by self-examination. Any abnormality should be reported to a doctor immediately. 90% of testicular cancers can be cured.